Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And I'll just throw this one in here for you before we get into the top three. It's raining this afternoon.
Yes, just a tad.
Just be aware of that. Austin's coming in 3 or 4 minutes to get it all straightened out for you. He'll let you know what the five-day forecast is coming up, and also he'll give you the forecast for this evening and just get you up to speed on what you should know and what you really have to deal with in terms of the weather and traffic. Coming up in just a few minutes here, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
All right. Pensacola is going to dedicate a new marker at Miraflores Park tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. The marker will distinguish 80 unmarked graves. Mayor Reeves said the marker is the first part of commemorating that site. The rediscovery of the cemetery happened when Boy Scouts were cleaning the basement of a building, found skeletal remains. That happened back in 2021.
And Upward Intuition, the nonprofit organization that launched Blake Doyle Skate Park near downtown Pensacola, is proposing a skate spot in a corner of Cordova Square to help open the lines of communication. City Council Member Allison Patton, who represents the area where the skate spot is proposed, hosted an informal meeting tonight at 6 p.m. In the gazebo at Cordova Square to discuss the proposal. So that got underway just about 15 minutes ago.
Let's hope that that got underway, because we were discussing in the last hour whether they had backup weather plans.
That's very true, yeah.
Whether it's if they pulled it off or not, or they went into somebody's area or that had shelter. But anyway, that happened tonight at 6 at the gazebo. And story number three this afternoon, Pensacola Police looking to add resources to its real-time crime center. It would be a partnership between private surveillance camera owners, businesses, and PD, members of the Community Outreach Division. Well, they plan to speak with businesses and homeowners, asking them to register their cameras. Now, right now, the registry would not allow direct live streams access to PPD.
All right, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Local headlines coming up in just a moment. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, several spots of note. We did have an accident report on I-10 if you were traveling eastbound, heading over Escambia Bay, but all of that congestion in that area has seemingly cleared up. The same can be said for Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And for the most part, for Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, may still have a little bit of congestion there, but it shouldn't hold you up for relatively long. As for the weather, sitting at 73 degrees officially, going to have these rain chances bleed into your tomorrow, where they will ramp up. Tuesday's high is 88 with a low of 79.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, very interesting. Afternoon. I want to just remind you of City of Pensacola initiating that emergency lane closure this afternoon for portions of 9th Avenue after part of that road gave away. Happened between East Romana Street, Bayfront Parkway. It is now closed after a piece of heavy equipment they were working on this stormwater project became stuck. Portion of the road gave way. A detour has now been set up for motorists to take East Romana Street directly to Bayfront Parkway.
And a 23-year-old Chinese nationalist named Xiazadi Zhao Kaledi has been charged for scamming an elderly woman in Spanish Fort out of around $400,000 over just 3 weeks. He was arrested on Friday and faces charges of miscellaneous theft. Currently in Baldwin County Jail with a $10,000 bond and reportedly in the U.S. illegally, Spanish Fort police announced the arrest at a press conference earlier today.
Okay, there is something you need to know about. The Santa Rosa County Clerk of Courts and Comptroller is going to host a Passport Day Saturday between 8 and 2. This is a walk-in event allowing first-time passport applicants to get a passport. An appointment, by the way, not necessary. The clerk's office is at the County Administrative Complex. This is over on Caroline Street in Milton and the South End Service Center on the Gulf Breeze Parkway just east of the zoo. I mean, it is within shouting range of the giraffes. That's that close. They'll both be open for the event.
Good reference there. And Pensacola's No Kings protest drew a crowd of several hundred people to two rallies on Saturday. The first was held near Cordova Mall in PSC. The second held at Graffiti Bridge. The protests were aimed at rejecting President Trump and his agenda, including immigration and economic policies.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Florida man set to be executed in July for killing two people just outside a bar. And it was a case of mistaken identity.
So avoidable.
This hurts. Here's Deborah Valentine with the story.
54-year-old Michael Bernard Bell is set to die by lethal injection July 15th at Florida State Prison. Bell was convicted in 1995 and sentenced to death for the murders of Jimmy West and Tamika Smith. In December 1993, Bell spotted what he thought was the car of the man who fatally shot his brother. Bell was apparently unaware that the man had sold the car to West. Bell, armed with an AK-47 rifle, found the car parked outside of a liquor lounge and waited. When West, Smith, and another woman exited the club, Bell opened fire. West died at the scene. Smith died on the way to the hospital. The other person survived. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And when we celebrate Father's Day, this is the perfect type of person we celebrate it for. A Fort Lauderdale father passed away drowning after saving his two children from deep ocean waters. The accident happened yesterday evening near the Bee Ocean Resort. 33-year-old Antoine Wilson rushed into the ocean to save his children, who appeared to be in distress. Rescue lieutenants were able to reach the girls and bring them to shore, but their father never made it. One child and a Good Samaritan who also tried to help were taken to the hospital.
Another Chinese national working at the University of Michigan lab has been arrested and accused of smuggling roundworms into the U.S. Boy, U.S. Florida Republican Senator Ashley Moody not happy about this at all. And she says she does not think it's going to be the last time this happens.
It will keep happening until we step up and make it illegal to bring students here that can spy on our country.
Tell us how you really feel. 619 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The sky is turning blue. Now
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Factory activity in at least part of the U.S. slumped this month. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
The latest reading on how factories are holding up is significantly weaker than economists were expecting. The New York Fed's June manufacturing index came in with a reading of negative 16. The May reading was negative 9.2. New orders and shipments weakened in June, and businesses say they're continuing to deal with inflation. Selling price increases picked up, though firms apparently don't expect the slump to continue. More are more positive about the outlook for future business conditions. That reading rose above zero for the first time since March, and manufacturing employment grew slightly this month for the first time in several months. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
624, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending up with oil prices falling despite ongoing military actions in the Middle East. Hillary Barsky has a look at the market wrap-up.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher after the Wall Street Journal reported that Iran is signaling that it wants to end tensions with Israel. Big tech, financials, and industrial stocks were among the gainers, while energy lagged as oil prices fell. Shares of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks advanced, and tech giants Microsoft and IBM hit all-time highs. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and American Express. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Johnson & Johnson. The Dow rising 317 points, the Nasdaq higher by 294, S&P 500 up 56. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, it's only got one spot of note on the roads right now, luckily. That's going to be if you are traveling eastbound on Highway 98, approaching Lillian Highway, coming from Perdido Bay. We do have some backups there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just some slowdowns. As for the weather, 73 degrees. Got some rainfall, of course, going on. It's going to continue tonight and bleed into your Tuesday. It'll actually ramp up tomorrow, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 79.
You know, sometimes this time of year we would be talking about wildfires. We did a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And then we did have the precip move into the area, kind of knock those down. But there is a major wildfire problem going on in Hawaii. Dozens ordered to evacuate there as crews on Maui battle a fast-moving wildfire. Christian Goodwin has an update this afternoon.
The Maui Department of Fire and Public Safety says the Kahiki Nui fire has ripped through roughly 500 acres, not revealing containment details. According to officials, at least 105 homes have been evacuated and no injuries or structural damage has been reported. Officials in Hawaii have signed emergency proclamations allowing for the use of federal assistance programs and authorizing the activation of the Hawaii National Guard. The fire igniting Sunday in East Maui, fueled by strong winds. This is about 60 miles from Lahaina, where a fire in 2023 left over 100 people dead and destroyed thousands of properties. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Israel warning residents in northeast Tehran to evacuate. In a post on X this morning, an IDF spokesperson said that in the coming hours, the IDF would operate in the area in line with its actions in recent days across Tehran to attack military facilities belonging to the Iranian regime. Iran and Israel, of course, exchanging strikes for 4 days now.
627 News Radio 92.3. President Trump is participating in discussions at that G7 conference about foreign policy, including the idea of bringing back the G8. Peter Doocy traveling with the president in Calgary, Canada.
The Iranian foreign minister has said that all it takes is a phone call from Washington to silence someone like Netanyahu. So far here at the G7, we have not heard President Trump beating the war drums. On the contrary, he keeps pushing for a diplomatic solution for this new war in Iran, but he still doesn't want the Iranians to see all of his cards. There will also now be leader-level talks in Canada about how to end the war in Ukraine. Canada invited Volodymyr Zelensky here, even though Ukraine isn't part of the G7. President Trump floated the idea of Putin possibly playing peacemaker for Iran and Israel. He's been talking about how a possible Putin incentive to end the war could be letting Russia rejoin the G7.
And President Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom still feuding over National Guard troops in Los Angeles. A three-judge panel expected to hear arguments from both sides in court tomorrow. Newsom says Trump only sent the National Guard to instill fear in the community, but the president says that they were needed to protect law enforcement trying to disperse violent and rowdy crowds during protests against ICE.
Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to News Radio 92.3. How far will Democratic lawmakers go with a progressive government theme?
I don't know.
Well, two top union leaders have resigned from the DNC due to ongoing internal conflicts regarding former Vice Chair David Hogg. Madeline Riviera has more information.
It appears the Democratic National Committee is actually losing not one, but two prominent union leaders. The president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, points to disagreements with Martin's leadership. She goes on to say, "I do not want to be the one who keeps questioning why we are not enlarging our tent and actively trying to engage more and more of our communities." The president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Lee Saunders, tells the New York Times, "These are new times. They demand new strategies, new thinking, and a renewed way of fighting for the values we hold dear."
And residents in the Midwest bracing for severe weather through Wednesday. Thunderstorms could bring possible tornadoes, large hail, heavy winds, and flash flooding from Minnesota down to the Central Plains and out into areas of the Great Lakes. The Dakotas saw thunderstorms develop this morning, and they're moving east into northern Minnesota.
Okay, nice time to maybe drop in a weather piece of information for you. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming tropical activity remaining quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No tropical cyclone activity is expected during the next 7 days. Well, Iran appeals to President Trump as Israel claims the upper hand. Jonathan Savage has the report.
It was live on Iranian state TV as the reporter talked about aggression against the homeland when Israel seemed to score a direct hit. She hurries off camera as debris starts to fall. Israel's defense minister says they attacked the state broadcaster after telling local residents to evacuate. Earlier, Israel said it now controlled the airspace above Iran's capital, Tehran. Iran's foreign ministers posted on X asking President Trump to pressure Israel into ending its assault. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, here's something to remind you about the area around the Bay Center. 9th Avenue Monastery and the Bay Center out there, they had a road kind of collapse at 245 this afternoon. So just be aware, alternate roads are in place to get around that section. Okay, coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to talk about some sports. It's all coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump on Truth Social is warning Iranians in the capital of Tehran to evacuate as airstrikes and missile strikes between the two countries continue. Fox's Mike Tobin has details from Tel Aviv, Israel.
With Israel's prime minister boasting that his fighter jets enjoy air superiority over Tehran, we have new images released by the Israeli army of strikes destroying Iranian F-14s still on the ground.
Iran has fired back with more than 370 missiles launched at Israel as well as hundreds of drones. The U.S. and U.K. cement a trade agreement at the G7 summit in Canada.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer emerged from the sidelines of the G7 with a signed trade document in hand.
Fair deal for both. Going to produce a lot of jobs, a lot of income.
Starmer says the agreement hashed out last month will implement tariffs on cars and aerospace.
Fox's Jared Halpert. America's listening to Fox News.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Santa Rosa County Commission considering four different kinds of tax questions, some of which are tax increases, some of which are more of a identification that this is where the money goes, and a lot of very frank, relatively controversial conversation about how to fund the projects that Santa Rosa County needs, about $500 million in infrastructure. Also, the parade from the weekend, very interesting, I thought, and the comments from President Trump. You can catch all the podcasts on newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola will dedicate a new marker at Miraflores Park tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. The marker will distinguish 80 unmarked graves. Mayor D.C. Reeves said the marker is the first part of commemorating the site. The rediscovery of the cemetery happened when Boy Scouts were cleaning the basement of a building and found skeletal remains in 2021.
Okay, Upward Intuition, the not-for-profit organization, has launched, the Blake Doyle Skate Park near downtown Pensacola, is proposing a skate spot in a corner of Cordova Square. It'll help open the lines of communications with City Council member Allison Patton, representing that area where the skate spot is proposed. Hosting an informal meeting tonight, it got underway at 6 o'clock in the gazebo at Cordova Square to discuss that proposal. Not sure the meeting is going on or not because of the weather situations, but they moved it inside, but it was scheduled for 6 o'clock.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon, Pensacola Police looking to add resources to its real-time crime center. It would be a partnership between private surveillance camera owners and businesses and the PPD. Members of the Community Outreach Division plan to speak with businesses and homeowners, asking them to register their cameras. As of right now, the registry would not allow direct live stream access to the PPD.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The winner of the 2025 U.S. Open, J.J. Spahn.
On NBC, 34-year-old Los Angeles native J.J. Spahn, who led the U.S. Open after one round, was the leader after the 72nd and final hole Sunday, when he drained a 65-foot putt to win $4.3 million with a two-stroke victory over Robert McIntyre. Before this, J.J. Spahn's only victory on the PGA Tour back in 2022 at the Valero Texas Open. Yesterday, Spahn opened with bogeys on five of his first six holes. Then he got a gift, a rain delay of more than 90 minutes, which allowed him to reset and come back a different golfer.
The weather delay we had was very kind of just changed the whole vibe for the day. Similar thing happened to me at the Players. So this time I wanted to, I kind of leaned on that whole experience where I came back after the delay at the Players and I just, you know, kept pushing, and I did that today and bounced back and fought really hard on the back nine.
U.S. Open champion J.J. Spahn with NBC. NBA Finals, Game 5 tonight in Oklahoma City, 8:30 Eastern Time. The Thunder host the Pacers, tied two games apiece. NBA trade, the Memphis Grizzlies dealt Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, and four unprotected first-round draft picks. The Grizzlies and the Magic also swapped first-rounders. Baseball trade, the Red Sox dealt three-time All-Star Rafael Devers to the Giants for lefty starting pitcher Kyle Harrison, righty Jordan Hicks, and prospects James Tibbs III and Jose Bello. The Giants lost the Sunday night game to the Dodgers 5-4. Los Angeles manager Dave Roberts announced Shohei Ohtani will make his pitching debut for the Dodgers tonight as the opener against the Padres. Ohtani likely to pitch one or two innings. He's 21 months removed from a second elbow surgery. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the NBA Finals resume tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder will host the Indiana Pacers in Game 5, that game taking place in OKC. The Thunder tied the series at two games apiece on Friday, so both are now halfway to their first NBA title ever. Tip-off is set for 7:30, and you can catch coverage of that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, let me get you ready for baseball this week. Pensacola scored, I'll set it up for you here. Pensacola scored a nice win Sunday 5-2 over Rocket City. The Wahoos are playing above 500 ball and are now 32-31 in the 2025 season. Tomorrow, Pensacola back home for the start of a six-game series against Montgomery. They'll throw that first pitch at 6:05. NASCAR, they revved their engines this weekend, started a new chapter on Sunday. A lot of arriba, arriba. A lot of that was going on. Here's Paul Stevens with an explanation and a recap while they might be saying that.
A memorable day for the NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday.
NASCAR making history. Racing in Mexico City. And the first name on the trophy is Shane Van Gisbergen.
That call on Amazon Prime as Shane Van Gisbergen mastered another new track, the iconic Mexico road course, at NASCAR's Viva Mexico 250, the first NASCAR Cup Series points-paying race outside the U.S. in the modern era. The New Zealander leading 60 laps for his first Cup win since he won in his NASCAR debut at the inaugural 2023 street course race in Chicago. Christopher Bell finished second, Chase Elliott was third. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
And FIFA Club World Cup games are underway in nearly a dozen U.S. cities. Lincoln Financial Field in Philly is hosting two games along with MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, where the club final will be played July 13th. Other host cities include Atlanta, Charlotte, Cincinnati, L.A., Miami, Nashville, Orlando, Seattle, and D.C. You name it, we got it.
All right, let me sneak this in here. White Sox fans in Chicago got a special treat from the city's newly famous native son. Can you think about who this might be?
Yes.
Can you say Leo?
Yes.
All right, here's Jane Fergus.
Pope Leo XIV made an appearance on the Jumbotron at the White Sox baseball stadium, starting with a blessing.
May the Lord's love and peace come upon each and every one of you, upon your families, and may God bless all of you so that you might always be beacons of hope.
Pope Leo spoke from the Vatican to his hometown crowd of his favorite team. It was the first time the new pontiff directly addressed Americans, and he offered some advice.
We have to look beyond our own, if you will, egotistical ways. We have to look for ways of coming together and promoting a message of hope.
Jane Fergus, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. Tonight is game four of the NBA Finals. If the Pacers actually win the NBA championship, they will be the least thought of NBA champion of all time. With no discernible superstar, arguably their coach along with their point guard are their two most popular players and people in the organization. I don't know how Indiana is going to pull this off, but if they do, expect no one to recognize them. I'm Gresh.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text BEACH to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BEACH to 42424. That's BEACH to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, this month is about your safety. Everywhere you go. Does that give you a clue?
Dr. Seuss.
Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health.
June is National Safety Month, an annual observance to focus on safety in the workplace and other places, too. The National Association of County Administrators is taking a lead on safety this year, noting that in 2022, unintentional injuries were the third leading cause of death in U.S. counties. 2025 is broken into several safety topics, including continuous improvement, employee engagement, roadway safety, and well-being. You can get more information at countyadministrators.org. Or, for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Polish scientists have created a new way of delivering antibiotics to where they're needed. They created mats with a technique called electrospinning that contains super thin polymer fibers that deliver an antibacterial drug. The advanced engineering in the mats allows them to deliver exactly the right amount of the drug where and when it is necessary.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. According to new numbers from the CDC, the average age of new mothers in the U.S. here is still climbing. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that the average age of moms giving birth in the U.S. has risen to nearly 30 years old. That comes from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, which says the average age of all mothers giving birth in the U.S. increased from 28.7 years old in 2016 to 29.6 in 2023. The study also tracked the decline in teen pregnancies, which have dropped from 11% of first births in 2016 to 8.7% in 2023. Earlier this year, a CDC study found that births among women in their 40s have tripled since 1990. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a new study says a person's microbiome, the bacteria naturally in the mouth and gut, may contribute to Parkinson's disease. Researchers reported in the journal Gut Microbes that specific changes in these bacteria are linked to cognitive decline in Parkinson's. Researchers found harmful bacteria moving from the mouth to the gut was linked to patients going from mild memory issues to dementia. Parkinson's, of course, a brain disorder that can cause problems like shaking, stiffness, and trouble with balance and coordination.
I can attest to believing everything you just said on that one. There is a major settlement involving the opioid crisis. Jenny Casola has the story.
New Jersey's Attorney General Matthew Platkin says Purdue Pharma, its owners, the Sackler family, and 55 attorneys general have agreed to a $7.4 billion settlement. Purdue was accused of aggressively marketing opioid products for decades, creating the largest drug crisis in the nation's history. The Sackler family has informed attorneys general it plans to proceed with the settlement, which ends their control of Purdue and their ability to sell opioids in the U.S. Communities across the U.S. will directly receive funds over the next 15 years, though most of the money from the settlement will be distributed in the first 3 years. Jenny Cosolda, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Luckily, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. Did have some backups on Highway 98 if you were traveling eastbound towards Lillian Highway, but that has seemingly cleared out, so there's nothing holding you up currently. As for the weather on a local scale, 73 degrees, got that rainfall still lingering for tonight, bleeding into your Tuesday, where the high is going to be 88 and the low will be 79.
You know, we got rough weather here, but it looks like the rough weather pattern is really extending across the country.
We're not alone, yeah.
Yeah, especially several portions in the U.S. this afternoon. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms, along with the risk of flash flooding for sections of the plains, the Midwest, and across the Mississippi Valley into the Mid-Atlantic region the next few days. Weather hazards include large hail, damaging winds, lightning, and some tornadoes, along with very heavy rainfall that could cause flooding issues. Fire danger, along with extreme heat, continues for the Southwest and the Great Basin. Stay tuned with Fox Weather for all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Trump administration is reportedly considering an expansion to its travel ban by possibly forbidding citizens of 36 additional countries from entering the United States. Earlier this month, President Trump signed a proclamation banning the entry of citizens from 12 countries, saying the move was needed to protect the U.S. against terrorists and other national security threats. Starbucks CEO Brian Nickel pitching his turnaround strategy to store managers at the company's leadership experience in Las Vegas. Nickel's Back to Starbucks strategy will now focus on winning over employees as well as investors as it faces staffing concerns. Stocks were higher on Wall Street, with the Dow up more than 315 points, the S&P 500 added nearly 60, and the NASDAQ grew by more than 290. Crude oil futures for July are falling above $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
Okay, President Trump attending the G7 summit in Alberta, Canada, alongside Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, will set a trade deal between the two countries was definitely a possibility, though he still favors tariffs on Canada.
I think we have different concepts. I have a tariff concept, and Mark has a different concept, which is something that some people like. But we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of it today. I'm a tariff person. I've always been a tariff. It's simple. It's easy. It's precise.
And 23andMe reportedly selling itself to its co-founder and former CEO Ann Wojcicki. The Wall Street Journal reports pharmaceutical company Regeneron had been named 23andMe's buyer for $250 million, but the journal says Wojcicki's nonprofit TTAM Tech Research Institute then made an unsolicited offer of $305 million, and Regeneron decided not to counter it. The acquisition still needs to be approved by the bankruptcy court, and the genetic testing company still faces several legal challenges.
The Trump administration and Harvard were back in a Boston courtroom again today as the federal government works to block their foreign student enrollment program. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Federal Judge Allison Bros has temporarily extended an order that blocks the Trump administration from keeping foreign students out of Harvard. The Trump administration cited national security and said the university is no longer a trustworthy steward of international student and exchange visitor programs. Harvard's attorney says this is a violation of their First Amendment rights and retaliatory for not complying with President Trump's demands that Harvard shift how it operates. Judge Burroughs, an Obama appointee, already issued a temporary restraining order against the Trump administration, but Monday said she needs more time to prepare a ruling on a longer-term injunction. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And billionaire cosmetics heir Leonard Lauder is dead at the age of 92. He was the former head of cosmetics giant Estee Lauder Companies. He died on Saturday. His son released a statement crediting his father with having worked tirelessly to build and transform the beauty industry, and also credited him with pioneering many of the innovations, trends, and best practices that are foundational in the industry today.
Okay, open up the wallet. Expect to pay more soon at the gas pump, due in large to the increase in hostilities in the Middle East. Kevin Yurinsky has more.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg says that gas prices had actually fallen 5 cents over the past 2 weeks, but things changed immediately due to the military strikes between Israel and Iran.
On Friday, a shock came to the oil markets with a move up of about $5 per barrel just from the day before.
And that, she says, will lead to an immediate increase in gas prices here at home.
We will see gasoline prices jump anywhere between 12 and perhaps 20 or 25 cents in the near future.
Lumberg says prices could rise even higher if Iran makes good on threats to close the Strait of Hormuz, which is a major supply route for Middle Eastern oil. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
And furniture and home decor chain At Home is filing for bankruptcy. The Plano, Texas-based company announced its plan to enter Chapter 11 protection. At Home's CEO said the company is operating against the backdrop of an increasingly dynamic and rapidly evolving trade environment as they navigate the impact of tariffs. It hasn't been announced if At Home plans to close any of its stores, but there are currently more than 200 At Home locations in the U.S. The company started as Garden Ridge Pottery back in 1979.
There'll be a new tea in the mobile phone service coming up here. No.
Oh, will there now?
There'll be a new T out there, not T-Mobile, but there's another one here.
Ah.
It's called Trump Mobile. You ready for this one?
Just don't shorten the name or else you'll have a lawsuit.
It's new phone service, and here's Chris Foster.
The new mobile service is announced by Donald Trump Jr.
We've partnered with some of the greatest people in the industry to make sure that real Americans can get true value from their mobile carriers.
And his brother Eric.
All your customer service will be done in America. It's going to be done in St. Louis, Missouri.
It's $47.45 a month, referring to their father being the 45th and 47th president. The Trump Organization website says it comes with unlimited data, 24/7 roadside assistance, and telehealth services. A Trump-branded Made in America gold-colored Android phone called the T1 is available to pre-order for $499 with a $100 down payment. The announcement at Trump Tower in New York's 10 years since the president came down the escalator to announce his 2016 campaign. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines as we ease you into this rainy Monday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
David Byrne?
That's the lead singer of Talking Heads?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. 655. Just want to clear that up. 655. Okay, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, knowing his music here today, also has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there. And with how damp those roads are, please continue to do so. As for the weather, it's 73 degrees right now. And we're going to see those rainfall chances bleed into your Tuesday, and they're actually going to ramp up a pretty good deal. I'm seeing it's a 70% chance of storms throughout the first half of your Tuesday, so be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow's high is going to be 88 with a low of 79.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Grey's Anatomy and Euphoria star Eric Dane has revealed an emotional update on his recent medical diagnosis. This is a sad story. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
During an interview with Diane Sawyer on ABC's Good Morning America, Grey's star Eric Dane spoke about the progression of his ALS diagnosis. He says his right side has completely stopped working and he now has only one functioning arm. Dane says his left arm is getting weaker as well. He was diagnosed in April after 9 months of testing. ALS is a fatal progressive degenerative disease that weakens muscles and causes eventual paralysis. There is no known cure. In the interview, Dane teared up when talking about the support of his wife, Rebecca Gayhart. Dane is returning for season 3 of Euphoria and also stars in the Amazon Prime video series Countdown, which premieres June 25th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Caitlyn Jenner has left Israel after being stuck in the country due to the conflict with Iran. She was in Tel Aviv to be a guest of honor of the city's Gay Pride celebration, but it was called off after Israel and Iran began trading missiles. The 75-year-old was reportedly able to leave the country by land and went into Jordan to escape the fighting. Jenner is expected to now fly back home to L.A.
How to Train Your Dragon flies to the top of the weekend box office charts. Kathleen Maloney has those details.
How to Train Your Dragon soared to a strong $83 million debut in North American theaters.
We're all
descendants of the finest dragon fighters from everywhere the Vikings ever traveled.
The live-action adaptation follows the unlikely friendship between a young Viking and a dragon named Toothless. Disney's Lilo and Stitch slips to second place after topping the charts for 3 weekends. It added another $15 million, pushing its domestic total past $386 million. Materialists, a romantic dramedy starring Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal, rounds out the top three films with a $12 million debut. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And 50 years after it scared people out of the water in theaters, Jaws is coming to streaming. The Steven Spielberg-directed thriller is now on Peacock to celebrate its anniversary, along with the rest of the franchise. So that's Jaws 2, Jaws 3, and Jaws the Revenge. It also comes back to theaters August 29th through September 4th.
Britain's real-life spies have finally caught up with James Bond and appointed the storied spy agency's first female chief. Here you go. CJ Papa has it.
The 47-year-old Oxford-educated former diplomat and career intelligence officer is moving from the agency's Director of Technology and Innovation, the real-world equivalent of Bond Gadget Master Q, to lead MI6, the UK's foreign intelligence agency. Blaise Metrelli, blazing a trail, becoming the first woman to hold the post since its founding in 1909. She takes the reins this fall, replacing Richard Moore, who has held the job for 5 years. Britain's two other main intelligence agencies shattered the spy world's glass ceiling, MI5, the Domestic Security Service, in 1992, while the government communications headquarters in 2023. Metrelli will be known as C rather than M, the character played by Judi Dench. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Celebrities speaking out amid Los Angeles protest and ICE raids. Michelle Polino has the story.
As protests continue in Los Angeles following a wave of ICE raids, several celebrities are using their platforms to speak out against federal actions. Tom Morello, guitarist for the rock group Rage Against the Machine, marched alongside demonstrators in downtown Los Angeles. Singer, songwriter, and producer Phineas claimed he was tear-gassed by the National Guard at a protest in downtown Los Angeles. The artist is the older brother of pop star Billie Eilish. And Doechii, speaking on stage at the BET Awards, blasted President Trump and ICE for their response to the protests, stating, quote, Trump is using military forces to stop a protest. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, here's something just to make you aware of. Drivers approaching the intersection of Spear Street at Highway 90 will experience road closures this week. Beginning today, that area is closed for 1 week as improvements are made to the intersection. Motorists should proceed with caution and look for detour signs, and also look for the roadway problems down 9th Avenue, East Romana Street, Bayfront Parkway, road closure down there. The detour's been set up East Romana Street directly to Bayfront. See you tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon at 4. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.